A group of Turkish lawmakers and activists have launched a campaign by signing a joint statement to call on the Turkish government to stop what they call destructive measures against Syria. The group warned that Ankara's approach towards Syria is based on policies adopted by world powers. They stated that such policies would endanger Turkey's interests. The activists said Ankara's support for Syrian armed groups could pave the way for an intervention in Syria.
The world powers want to play a game in Syria. Any clash and escalation of violence in Syria will be inevitably expanded to Turkey and will not affect only Turkey, but will also turn the whole region into a fireball.
The activists also condemned Ankara's move to host a meeting of the so-called Group of Friends of Syria in Istanbul later this week, and stressed that the initiative will not be helpful in finding a solution to end the unrest in Syria. Some of the main parties in the Turkish parliament have repeatedly voiced their opposition to Ankara's harsh stance towards Syria, warning that such an approach will only further complicate the situation in the neighboring country. Some senior politicians and lawmakers believe that Syria's move to accept a plan put forward by the UN and Arab League envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan, could lead to a political solution.
Syria has said that it has accepted Kofi Annan's plan. It should now be given time to create a democratic system within the framework of the plan and through democratic elections.
However, the Turkish government says it is not optimistic about Annan's plan. Earlier this week, when Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was asked if he was hopeful about the plan, he said,
"Ben bunu ümit ediyorum, bekliyorum."
It is not necessary to talk about my expectation and hope because the killings in Syria continue. Considering the situation there, I still don't have such a hope.
Turkey has been at the forefront of multinational efforts to force Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down, mainly by imposing a raft of sanctions against Syria and supporting Syrian opposition groups. Ankara's next moves on Syria may come to light in the Istanbul meeting that will be held on the 1st of April. Mehdi Golizadeh, Press TV, Ankara.